Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Is ChatGPT going to hijack democracy? It might seem like a crazy question. We're going to dive into the podcast today talking about what the implications of ChatGPT are on democracy, government, what the pros and cons are, and going through this thought of experiment of, you know, what harm essentially could ChatGPT do to a democracy and to a government. So on one of the main risks associated with ChatGPT and other advanced language models is its potential for their manipulation. So, you know, obviously the companies are trying to set up safeguards to make these things safe. However, we do know that they can be manipulated, and also the ways that people are trying to make them safe are sometimes questionable in their own right. So these models have been trained on a vast amount of data, including news articles, social media posts, and other types of online content. And this makes them highly susceptible to the spread of false information and propaganda. And I'm going to put a big asterisk here just on the term false information and propaganda. I think if anyone has learned anything from the last couple years, it is that that term in itself can be weaponized by all political parties, all corporations, any group of people essentially that has some sort of, has something to gain from picking a specific narrative is likely going to push you to try to believe their narrative. And that's kind of a textbook definition of what propaganda would be. So, it is interesting, though, you know, having something like this trained on so much data from even news articles, lots of news is accurate. There's definitely different journals and news publications that are not accurate, and it was trained on all the data. So it's kind of interesting to think about what ChatGPT thinks or knows about that. In addition, social media posts, right? There's a lot of people with a lot of opinions on social media. And depending on where you fall politically or what you believe, you're going to think that some people's views are correct and some people's views are incorrect. So it's pretty interesting because as far as false information and propaganda goes, it's almost a subjective term these days, which is interesting. Of course, that's in a more light line of reasoning. There is actually some very strong malicious actors that are, you know, actively trying to spread very false information, essentially lies. And so that's what we really have to worry about more so than just opinions and whatnot. So one thing that ChatGPT could be very dangerous for is to create fake news articles or social media posts that appear to come from credible sources. These fake articles and posts can be used to spread lies or discredit political opponents. Another risk associated with ChatGPT is its potential for privacy violations. So the vast amount of data alone that these models have been trained on make them very good at doing very specific customizable things. So kind of along the lines of the previous concept of, you know, using it to write fake articles or fake, you know, news content, you could actually make it very customized to people's beliefs. And you could, you know, theoretically go and segment out a bunch of different people that have a bunch of different views, create articles that align with their views, but then take a skew towards something that isn't true, or have essentially you start them out by saying X, Y, and Z is correct and you believe in it, and therefore, and you have some sort of false conclusion. So that's another way that it could, sway public opinion and harm democracy if it is saying things that are untrue. It's concerning given the increase in use of these models by governments and other organizations. China is developing their own AIs that are very powerful, and that is one thing I am personally concerned about that a lot of people are talking about online, because this can lead to different abuses of power as these organizations use the technology to pretty much monitor and manipulate the public in order to maintain their grip on power. So, you know, if you talk about all of these things on ChatGPT to it specifically, you know, something I like to do is come up with these concerns and address ChatGPT about them. And what's interesting is, you know, it will acknowledge them, blah, blah, blah. But then it's always going to try to put a little spin and give you some positives, which I think is a little bit funny. Obviously, it's selling itself. But I thought I'd include some of those here because they're interesting points and interesting to see its perspective. So ChatGPT says that despite all of these risks, you know, there's also many possibilities for ChatGPT and other models to have a positive impact on democracy. So its example is that models can be used to help people quickly and easily access trustworthy information. That's kind of funny because of everything we've talked about before. It was trained on everything, not just trustworthy information. And they say that this can help to counteract the spread of false information and propaganda and can lead to more informed and engaged citizenry. I would say that in itself is probably fake news. I would not trust ChatGPT to give the most accurate information for all the reasons aforementioned. Anyways, they say another possibility is that the models can be used to facilitate greater public engagement and participation in the democratic process by providing easy-to-use tools for generating and sharing information. These models can help to empower individuals and communities to participate more actively, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so here's the other thing. I think that's also wrong because when they say that, you know, another pro is that it can be used to easily facilitate greater public engagement and participation, we already know that it can be used to easily facilitate fake things. So, I mean, perhaps good things, but that definitely is counterbalanced by fake things. So I wouldn't say that's necessarily a pro that it can be used for. The last thing ChatGPT says that it is good for and is in regards to democracy is being used to help promote transparency and accountability in government and other organizations by providing easy access to information about public institutions and their decision-making processes. These models can help to increase transparency and accountability, which are critical components of a healthy democracy. My last pessimistic view on this, sorry for all the pessimism on the democracy front, is that ChatGPT was trained on everything publicly available. So if you ask it questions, it's going to tell you answers that you essentially could find publicly available. And so as far as talking about promoting transparency and accountability in government and other organizations, I would argue that investigative journalists are doing a much better job at that when they're actually trying to dig into ways that governments and companies are corrupt, exposing that. And in general, when they do that, that's them breaking a new story. That's them going and getting this new information and kind of talking about it. Now, ChatGPT is trained on, you know, some of that data, so it could have historical context for historically corrupt things, but I don't think it's creating any new transparency today because it doesn't have any new information today. So all that being said, I don't think ChatGPT is, all doom. I don't think it's going to create the end of the world, but I do think that it's important to understand some of the risks associated with that aspect of it and to think about those and have that conversation. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.